WVQC, People Powered Radio. WVQC LP Cincinnati.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
95.7 FM.
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC.org 95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
In the dope show, we're all stars now. Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
I'm the Happy Hemptress. I'm rolling up the pot here at the WEED Radio Network studios and the Hemp Rock Radio studios. You're going to hear later on in the show a good segment of the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsberry Bakery with our friend Casey and, of course, the Pottsberry Dope Boy, Chef Pot and Hash. That is, of course, being recorded for air on WVQC LP Cincinnati. Low power to the people down at the beautiful Media Bridges studio. My guest, of course, is Casey from Columbus and the Cannabis Village people.
Hello,
the Cannabis Village people. I like that. And, of course, my friend Susan, who is not only with the Cannabis Village people, but the Willie Nelson Teapot Party here locally in Cincinnati, North Kentucky area. And we have Carl, who's one of the Hemp Rock volunteers and teapot people and is the regional director for the Gatewood Galbraith campaign. So now you guys, of course, besides getting out into the public to the different events like that and getting your information out, you have an event coming up October 8th. Let's talk more about that. We did talk about it before, but he talked about some. Let's get some of the stuff from you, Susan. You know what's going on with that event. Some of the things that you would like to see happen and some of the things you want people to know about that event.
I'd like everybody to come out if they're a supporter or not, because there's going to be so much information that's going to, from the speakers that are going to be there. I can't even begin to tell you how much it would educate people to go out.
Well, so who are some of the speakers?
I'll let Casey take that because he's in charge of that section.
Okay, he's the manager of the stage.
Two of them that I have in particular would be one, a very sweet lady by the name of Arlene Williams. She goes by Ganja Granny. She's from New York. She is, if I get this wrong, I want to say 76 years old. She was with us in D.C., and she is a brilliant lady. She's from Michigan. She was born in Detroit. She's grown up around Motown people. She has some of the greatest stories to tell in the world. She's grown up around Motown folks. She worked with Mother Teresa's sisters. So a couple times in life, she got to meet Mother Teresa. She said a couple things to her. And the one thing Mother Teresa said to her that she said to me is, take care of home first. And that's what I'm doing, because I listen to this woman. She has guided me for almost a year now, and I'm very appreciative of that. And she's going to come in from New York. And the one thing that we hope, that we're definitely hoping for with Ganja Granny, is that she helps us and guides us in how we can get the gay and lesbian community more active in the marijuana movement, because they have done that successfully in New York. And in New York, they
and
just
San Francisco.
And San Francisco. And we're looking at two California. Places that are going to have legal gay marriage. If this is accomplishable, and this is what they have said to me, these are not my words, but a gay leader and the gay activist, gay and lesbian, I got to make sure I say it right for them, the gay and lesbian community, they're saying that we as marijuana activists are the new gay. We're the new gay. This is it. This is what's happening.
Issue.
Yes. And this is what's coming out, is that this is a civil right.
Yes.
This is something that
always
we choose.
Has been a civil right.
It is something that we are, and it's something that we are here. I haven't thought of a great rhyme yet, but we're going to come up with one, and we're going to chant it all the time, okay? Because we have got to come together, and that's where Ganja Granny comes in. She is someone who, when we say we have to listen to those who have been through it, she's been through it. So when she gets on stage and she's still active, she's still strong, and she still says, you know, light it up and pass it around, and that's keep it lit. So we listen to her. Another person that I'm crossing my fingers for right now, but I do imagine it, is a friend of mine, Michael Hyde, whose son that I got to talk to, you'll hear that later on with Dope Boy, hopefully, is his son. His name is Cashy Hyde. He was diagnosed with brain cancer, stage 4 brain cancer. And that's when he was 2 years old, actually right before his second birthday. He now has just got into his third birthday, which he wasn't supposed to make it to. And they got to celebrate together in Disney World. And again, that's going to go back to the hemp oil that we're not the hemp oil. But the hash oil that we were referring to earlier, because he was giving straight doses of hash oil, and in this form, it grew stomach lining back, and it saved this young boy's life.
Fantastic.
And after 40 days of not eating, after the most excruciating pain, which, again, CannabisVillage.org, we will take you straight to thecatchhighfoundation.com, or you can go there yourself and check that out.
That's fantastic.
But these are two other speakers right now that we're definitely hoping will join us in Columbus along with some Hemp Rock folk. And if you don't mind, I do like to name drop some of my own friends. But
absolutely.
A couple other speakers we have, one is Chris Amberger. Chris is a Iraq vet. And
great.
This gentleman, he has served through so much. Right now, there's a great article that he has just got done with Cleveland Scene. It's Cleveland Scene. You can find that online, I believe, clevelandscene.com. If you try that, you may be able to find it on there. But he has been through so much right now. He's suffering from PTSD.
As most of them are.
And this is just yet another subject that we are not actually covering, but Americans have been talking about it since the 60s. Since before Vietnam,
PTSD is also known as shell shock.
Yes,
and even before that, you can see a whole stand-up routine of George Carlin. You can find it on YouTube, probably, where he talks about how words change over generations and wars, and how shell shock actually was called something else during the First World War, Second World War. It was shell shock. Then Korean War, it was something else. Vietnam War, it became post-traumatic, and now, of course, it's PTSD. And you know, each one is a little bit more of something more technical to take away the human emotion out of it and what it really is.
And the one thing I think, even with my generation, if you want to talk about Generation X kids, the one thing I got to experience was shell shock was something that was used mainly for soldiers. And it was just kind of, you know, he's crazy from the war. Uncle Charlie is always crazy from the war. He's shell shocked. He stays upstairs. He's just shell shocked. I think what we saw were with a lot of activists from the 60s, when we started hearing about post-traumatic, we started seeing activists experience post-traumatic. So it took it out of, you don't have to have
a war,
bombs going off,
right,
and shells around you. Shell shocked is no longer the theory. Here is that post-traumatic syndrome can
anything
happen
that shocks the system in
exactly
a negative way,
making it not just a soldier issue. Your mother can have it.
Exactly.
So,
what it says, post-traumatic, something trauma, the effects afterwards,
right, making even rape victims
absolutely
more in need to actually be cared for, because it's not just rape, it's not just a physical activity. You have now a mental stress that has to be followed up, where it was buck up, you'll be okay, you've survived. And so we've come a long way with even PTSD that we're still ignoring these symptoms. Young kids, Chris, by the way, he's going to be there. He's 26 years old. And he has sacrificed. He has sacrificed a lot for our country. He's going to be there. There are a few other local activists that their names have not caught on yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they will. But more important than that is what we did in D.C. was we had, including myself, we have pretty much the no-name activists. Not the big
doesn't
names
matter
you're used to. That's the main thing that I thought did matter, actually, is because that brought in more people. Not to see a concert,
but,
and not to have just a party time.
But you see, here's the thing, though, Casey. Unless you're somebody who's already in the choir, already an activist, or somebody who's already following this topic, you don't know who. You're not going to know who those people are.
Right.
It's the idea that should be drawing people, and then when they get there, they hear the spectacular speakers and know who they are. Now, a draw like maybe Cheech and Chong, things like that, but then you're still only going to get the choir that may or may not be active, but at least get it to some degree, the user. But we do have to activate those people. So if you look at it from that perspective, we do have to cater to that, because that's the chunk of society that we have to get to the polls. So you might say you're not in politics, but in order to get a bill passed, you got to get the voters. And how do you do that? You get them to vote by educating them.
Exactly.
So part of it is the draw, but those people probably don't know the speakers. It's the draws like Cheech and Chong and things like that, or the band's names, things like that, that will draw people. Whereas if you say, unless you're in Kentucky or something, you know, you say Gatewood, people aren't going to know who that is, that's not going to be a draw. It may be right, in this right. area. But it's the issue that is the draw also. If people want to learn more and they want to find out what's going on, and you know, that's what got me. I didn't know who Jack Hare was, for instance. My first pot rally, which was October 20th, 1990, here in Cincinnati on Fountain Square. I went to a Timothy Leary lecture, if you know who Dr. Timothy Leary
yes,
was.
Yes, ma'am, definitely.
Here at a place like the Agora, but it's our Bogarts here. And it was 1988 in February, and some guy handed me a flyer from Normal, National Normal, and it said free marijuana across the top of it. So, I bit, grabbed the flyer, and made a phone, you know, call to the office and got on the local Cincinnati and actually Hamilton, Ohio Normal list. And they shut down, and when they shut down, matter of fact, one of them, Cincinnati, she closed up Cincinnati and went to D.C. and worked there for a while, and then eventually from there started the Green Panthers, and she's back part of the Teapot group and helping out with some of the bills here in Ohio and was active again. Her name is Loie Glover. But so when she went to D.C., the list that she had went to Ohio Normal, and I was then getting the Ohio Normal newsletter from the Ohio Normal chapter at that time, and that spring-summer issue of 1990 had a list of the hemp tour dates. Well, because I was already interested in getting active and wanting to connect with people and get information, so I knew what I was talking about. As soon as I saw that there was this rally, this hemp tour, going to be on Fountain Square, I'm there.
Right.
And that was on Saturday, October 20th. That week was when I saw Gatewood and Willie on Inside Edition, and decided to get active with the Gatewood campaign and went to that rally expecting to see Gatewood. Unfortunately, he got stuck in traffic down in Lexington that day, and I didn't get to meet him at that point for about a month later. I signed up for his campaign at that rally and got called for the first Green Democrat meeting. Saw Jack Hare. It was his hemp tour, it turned out. He was out touring the country, hitting the campuses and places like Fountain Square, pushing his book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and this issue of hemp. Hemp, hemp, hooray. Hemp for victory. You name it. Hemp, hemp, hemp. And I had no clue who he was when I saw him on Fountain Square, but it was his tour that I saw and joined the campaign at that time. And so, you know, would anybody have gone to the rally at that time, even then, unless they were already interested in the subject? Maybe not.
Right.
But when it's held in a public plaza like that, or Fountain Square, or Goodall Park, where you guys are going to do the October 8th event, there are other people around that may hear, and well, what's going on over there? What are they talking about? Let's go see what they got to say. So you get people that way, and things like that. But generally, unless there's some kind of a civic function going on, you're not going to get people wearing suit and ties down at those events unless they're the speakers from the national chapters and things like that. It's just the way it goes. So we do kind of have to cater to that with names of recognizable people or bands to draw people in for the fun of it as well. That's one of the reasons why events like these are done that way, because that's just what we draw. And that's where LEAP comes in as an organization, LEAP and other groups like that, that do the civic functions, the luncheons where the business groups like to bring speakers in, and they'll bring speakers in like that. And so that's where we can educate those folks as well.
And I think one of the most important factors as far as at least what Cannabis Village is hoping to do is to open that door to LEAP. See, we do understand that in the end, our point of this movement is to represent the people. We have to bring the people. We have to bring them a voice. And the only way to do that, because no one person can represent every voice. What this group, what we as a group, if that's what we're called, because we're not an organization, we're not a company, we're not out here trying to make money, we're just a small group of people, just like Hemp Rock.
Right.
The only thing that we and Hemp Rock can do is provide a stage and a microphone.
Exactly.
And then from there, our people always get, just like we were down here in Cincinnati with you guys at Hemp Fest,
right,
there was no la-di-da divas there. Right. Every band that was at Hemp Fest sat back in the booth with my partner Susan and my daughter.
Yeah,
they were back there.
Area.
Right, there's our backstage area. It's to the left of the as soon as you walk in. Yeah, hey, it was VIP all day.
That's right.
We were all in the same room together, and the only difference between the band and the people was the 2-foot stage.
Right.
So that's what we do. And together, when people say you guys don't have suits down there,
they're not coming anyway.
Yeah, cannabis culture is not going to be down there taking pictures. High Time's not going to be down there. That's not what we want. We don't want that. We want a chance for our people to come together. As a matter of fact, October 8th is not a concert event. It's a free event because more than anything, we want activists and supporters to have a day to come together. Bring your families because we're going to have face painting, a lot of free popcorn.
Right.
We're just going to have a great day while each of us get to be on stage. Here's a chance for us to not only speak what we have to speak our minds, speak what our representation from our neighborhood, our friends, our groups, whatever it is that we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a chance to do that. Cannabis Village did that in D.C. And it was a great turnout because we had names already on the speakers list.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, for almost 45 minutes, we just started inviting people from the crowd to get up there. And there were some people. We had some Vietnam vets who came up there and moved the crowd in a way maybe a professional speaker couldn't.
That's right.
And it was great. And from that point, I didn't want to stop. I mean, from we have CannabisVillage.tv, which is supposed to be all just testimonials from anybody who wants to speak, doesn't have a camera, doesn't have this microphone equipment we have.
Right.
We give it to them. We take it to them. So we're just the voice of the people. There is no name that really matters here because they're going to always change, unfortunately. There's a lot of people affected by this war drug, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
So
it's a good way to call it. Good way to.
It's a drug. It's probably the worst drug.
Yeah, they are certainly addicted to the drug war.
Yes.
Those who are pushing the drug war that want to put people like us in jail, they certainly have an addiction, but they would never admit that their addiction is the drug war itself. These guys that are cops that get out there, and the cops that are with LEAP will tell you that they used to get the same rush. Okay, it's just human nature. It's emotional nature that certain things get your adrenaline going, and I can assure you there are cops out there that will tell you that they get a rush playing cops and robbers, and they like shooting their guns, and that's an addiction in and of itself. And the only way to break it is to end that drug war. Well, listen, guys, I don't want to keep you too much longer because you all still have to drive back to Columbus, of course. So what is it you guys got going on tomorrow?
I'm flying out to Denver.
And you're doing Denver for?
I'm going out to visit family and some friends that are activists.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, when will you be back? When can we expect to have you back on again?
I'm coming back the 17th, and then we have events the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then I'll be back in Cincinnati on the 21st.
What's those events?
The 17th, we're going to the Sammy Hagar concert.
I see.
Sammy.
Okay. He can't drive 55.
No.
Maybe if he smoked pot. Maybe if he smoked pot, he'd slow down.
And then going to another event on the 17th. The 18th, we're going to something I can't remember. The 19th, I'm going to the bar convention.
And the 20th, we're actually going to be out with other activists in the Columbus area.
Fantastic.
Once again.
And we're marching on the State House.
Fantastic. Yes, so now, if people want to help you and join in with the village people, the Cannabis Village people, how can they contact you? If they live up in that area and they're maybe going to the games anyway or some of the events and they want to get out there and help you pass flyers out. What can they do?
CannabisVillage.org is where you can definitely check out our schedule. From there, if you have any further questions, I ask people to just call me directly. And that phone number in Columbus is 614-424-1010. Very easy. Columbus, Ohio, 614-424-1010.
Fantastic.
You can get a hold of me day and night. And right now, we are just, so everybody knows, tomorrow I'm going to go back and try to get with our folks in Cleveland and Toledo because Michigan needs our help right now. And there's a protest. If you go to CannabisVillage.org, you'll see the events page that today is the 6th. That Wednesday, there is a protest in Michigan. We are trying to get as many people there as we can.
Which city?
This will air. That's Michigan. And
Detroit or Ann Arbor?
I want to say that it's Detroit.
Okay.
That there may, please, again, go to CannabisVillage.org, check our events page. It's on there. It is said it's supposed to be in the capital.
In the capital?
If I'm right.
Yes.
What is that, Kalamazoo or something? I forget what the capital is.
Check our events page at campusvillage.org. Another plug for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of really dirty stuff going on up in Michigan.
Yes, Michigan needs
about
help
the 14th
right
or 15th state that became medical, and or maybe 16th, I'm not sure. And the feds and some of the locals there are just out of hand. They're doing there what they're trying to do in Arizona, Montana, California, some of the different places that they are just really harassing the what we would consider heroes in our movement that are putting their necks on the line for the patients and stuff. But so anyway, before I break away from this, I also you have, of course, a way to get in contact with Susan, and that is, of course, through Facebook, not only at the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati Teapot, or should I say Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Group. And what was your Facebook if somebody wants to contact you?
Meemaw, M-E-M-A, GOP, G-O-P.
Wonderful. Now, is that like what your granddaughter called you?
Oh, my granddaughter calls me Meemaw. Meemaw. And I'm a Republican, so GOP.
Got it. There you go. Now, see, and we think that we're all just Democrats and liberals. We got a Republican in the House.
Right. I have a special treat because I get to argue with this woman every day. This is the treat of my life here. If you're not married, I know her husband. He likes me a lot.
I take
a lot of time off of his hands because he wants her to, you. If you complain about your wife being on the phone, he doesn't. So he
he's
likes
a great
her on the
guy.
Phone.
We
yeah.
have to give him kudos.
Yes, I love Kevin. Yes.
Absolutely. Never smoked pot.
Never.
That's right. Yeah. So now, so you're going to be up in Columbus for those few dates, and then you'll be coming back on the Mega Bus after that. Is that going to be another Monday, a couple of weeks from now?
It's actually a Wednesday I'm coming back.
It's a Wednesday, yep. So we're going to have to schedule you in on your next trip down. Mm-hmm. But definitely, if you're up in the Columbus area or you want to get up there and join them, that's October 8th at Goodall Park. Just go to High Street first. High Street. And, of course, real quick, I want to talk to Carl for another minute or so. We've got some ideas that we're going to do for the campaign. If anybody out there wants to help us with the campaign and get flyers out for Gatewood and D. Riley, well, let me rephrase that, Gatewood Galbraith and D. Riley, then they can not only contact us through Hemp Rock, but you're on Facebook, aren't you, Carl?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Carl Gamble the Third, it's Carl Gamble 3, I think it is. On Facebook. You can also reach me direct at 859-628-0072. And you can call me anytime. I'm willing to help out and get anybody out there that needs to be out and needs signs.
That's right. We're getting yard signs. We got some bumper stickers and things like that.
And
so
I can use your help. So
November 8th.
Everybody get out and number one, register to vote.
Rock the
tell
vote.
Tell your friends. Tell your family. It's the time to get out and register to vote and vote in Kentucky and vote for Gatewood Riley for 2011.
Absolutely.
If you care about you and your kids and your grandkids,
and
if
the,
not about your
land.
Own, care about mine.
Yeah, right.
My state that I grew up loving to grow. I've been all over the country. I've seen the United States, and there is no place like home, like the old saying goes. But if you live in Kentucky, by golly, there's no place like home.
That's
and
right.
We've got
that's
some
right.
beautiful mountains we need to keep too.
That's
so
right.
Hey, you know, come on out, share in time, help us get this man elected as governor of our state, and let's go for a real change for
that's
Kentucky.
Right. That's right. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go because you guys got to drive to Columbus. It's been a pleasure, and of course, to find Country Kenny to get that Article 25 or Street Vibes. Where are you going to be at next?
Down around the courthouse or Walgreens, I think they got 12th Street open again.
Fantastic, fantastic. And get out there and help some of the people out there, including Kenny.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things. And I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gabe Wood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hello? Is anybody there, man?
Hey, welcome to McDoobies, man. Oh. Can I take your order or what?
Yeah, I'd like a McReally Happy Meal, man.
Oh, no problem, man. You want to get fried with that, man?
I sure hope so, man.
Okay.
Hey, is it okay if I fool around in the McDoobie Land room?
Oh, sure. Just don't knock over the bong this time, okay?
All right.
Hey, man. What's
happening? Hey, is it too late to add on to order a hash brownies, man?
Oh, no, man. You always get it your way at this place, man.
Do I?
Yeah. Hey, hit it, guys. Grab a bag full of tops.
Oh, wow, man.
Just watch out for the cops.
Far out.
Hey, there's no stems and no seeds. Drive around if you please.
Hey, man, you guys make a bacon double wide burger?
You deserve a spliff today. Take one talk and get blown away. At McDoobie's.
Far out, man.
At McDoobie's. At McDoobie's. Oh, man.
Thanks, man. Wow, there's Mayor McWeed, man.
Hey, Hemp Rockers, this is Chef Pot and Hash, the Pottsbury Dope Boy. I was just reading my newly released cookbook, the first book ever released by Hemp Rock Publishing, Cooking with Cannabis and Other Psychedelics, by Chef Matt Inman, a.k.a. Chef Pot and Hash of the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery. Now available from the Pottsbury Bakery or the Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP or 513-684-4367. Hi, this is the Pottsbury Dope Boy, Pot and Hash, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
Hey, this is the Happy Hemptress, and we are in the WEED Radio Network studios. We have a whole house full of people, and of course, this is the Hemp Rock Cafe in the Pottsbury Bakery segment. We have none other than the Pottsbury Dope Boy going to take over the mic. We've got Burn Man sitting by, and Casey from the Cannabis Village out of Columbus sitting in with us, and of course, we have a bunch of other guests, but we'll be hearing from them later, or already did. In the meantime, take it away, Dope Boy.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? This is a Pottsbury Dope Boy here at the Hemp Rock Studio South. Or is this North?
West.
It's West. It's one of them. Anyway, today we got Casey Tainer in the studio with us from CannabisVillage.org. How you doing today, Casey?
I'm doing good. I appreciate me being here today, and I would like to thank you and Lynn Wilson.
Thank you, Lynn Wilson. And sitting here also with us is the Burn Man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good, good. You're high?
Well, thank you for coming down and helping us with Gatewood.
Oh, that was no problem. I appreciate the people of Cincinnati and the people of Kentucky. Because we had a great day yesterday, and the fireworks were brilliant here. It was a terrible, rained-out day, but by the end of the day, we were all sitting at home nice and snuggy and glad that we were there. So I appreciate you, Burnman. I appreciate Cincinnati and Kentucky.
Fantastic. You are the CEO of CannabisVillage.org, yes?
Yes, sir.
What does your organization do?
Well, honestly, it's not an organization. The name behind Cannabis Village is just more of an ideology. So the presentation of a village, of a nation of people joining together is what we're really about. So it's not even an organization. But what we do is whatever each of us as individuals decide they need help doing in the cannabis movement. No matter if it's down in Cincinnati, people that have that we've never worked with before need help with promoting, for instance, Governor Gatewood will soon hopefully to be elected Governor Gatewood running for him right now. I'm told in Columbus, Ohio, this is a gentleman that can help Kentucky and can also help, you know, southern Cincinnati, which is Ohio. So we come down to go ahead and take care of that. That's what we do. Another thing that we have done is we were called on to join troops in Washington, D.C. And Ohio this year, April 20th, joined many of other Ohio activists in Washington, D.C., built a stage. We got the uniforms together. We supplied pretty much the entire D.C. movement, and we just came there as individual people. There was the majority of folks who put that on in D.C. We were right there, as a matter of fact, in front of the White House, and we were able to do that as just individual people. So, again, it's not an organization. It's individual people who come together under some kind of understanding of unity.
So, basically, you're out there trying to promote people, getting behind everybody else. Let's exactly. get this movement going.
A true community, unified. A true unified nation. Yes, no more BS talk. Just let's do this together, because every individual has something that they're doing, and they just need backing up. And hopefully we can do that for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I am all for cross-promoting other people's events, you know, trying to make everybody, you know, that's the only way we're going to get these laws changed that we need to get changed.
Yes, sir. I agree.
And my biggest issue is all the infighting I've seen sometimes. And, well, this is a cooking segment, and I'm not going to editorialize anymore.
Brownies.
Yes.
Hey, brownies are going to become important, really, one day. The best yes. brownie maker is going to be the one I stand behind, and I'm just putting my word on that.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, I'd throw my hat into that arena.
And I will. I have a feeling I'm about to back you up, so let's let me get a brownie, and then we'll talk later.
Yeah, absolutely. But actually, there is something else we wanted to talk about today. Cannabis tar. Cannabis oil.
Something that means a great deal to me. Great
yeah.
deal.
Well, why don't you give us some of your experiences that people have had with cannabis oil before we get into the actual manufacturing process, okay?
Well, I can tell you that pretty much anybody that I've had anything to do with when it comes to cannabis oil, cannabis tar, has followed one man, and that's Rick Simpson.
So yes, absolutely.
We always automatically give love and respect to Rick Simpson. He has sacrificed his life and his freedom.
Yes, he has. And actually, the recipe that is in the cookbook that I... that. Cooking with Cannabis and Other Psychedelics.
A great book.
Yes, it is.
I love this book.
It's the Rick Simpson method.
Yes, Phoenix Tears. And yes, Phoenix Tears is actually listed on the page, which is very, very important because we're
yes,
still...
Yes, I give full props to Rick Simpson and everything that he has done for us. And this has been a miracle cure for some people.
And that is the one thing Rick Simpson continuously asks, is if you are going to talk about the Rick Simpson method... or the Rick Simpson ideology, you just give the proper linkage to Phoenix Tears.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That people, and would you mind reading that?
That is www.phoenixtears, that's Phoenix Tears, TEARS.ca.
Thank you, Rick Simpson, the Phoenix Tears Army, and the people who continue to move this cure for people.
Yes, it is. I watched his documentary, and it showed where it's cured cancer.
Yes, sir. Yes. And I've bared witness to one person in particular who has followed this method, a man by the name of Michael Hyde. He's from Muzulu, Montana. And he actually followed this method when doctors told him that his 2.5-year-old son, it was time to say goodbye to him. As he laid in a hospital bed at 2.5 years old, he had stage 4 brain tumor. As we know, there's no stage 5.
No.
Brain tumor. Stage 4 is it. And they said, you're now going to have to say goodbye to your son. And secretly, he decided to take his son off of all the medications at the end because he was able to clear that with the doctors because it was time to say goodbye. There was nothing else that was going to work anyway. Why keep him on this medication then?
Right.
So he said, get him off the medication. And eventually what happened was he would sneak oil, the exact same oil we're talking about, into his son's intravenous feeding tubes. And at that point, Cash Hyde, this little 2.5-year-old boy, could no longer eat 40 days without food. His stomach lining had been totally deteriorated by the drugs they had him on. And the chemotherapy was pretty much killing him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And within a very short amount of time, the oil actually, his stomach lining was rebuilt itself. So it was a natural healing process. And now, just this about a month ago, he actually celebrated his third birthday at Disney World. And this is because of the Rick Simpson oil method. And that's a life saved. No matter how you look at it, the doctors wrote this young boy off, and his father had to stand there in tears. And finally, we have proof that no matter if people say this is not a method that could actually work, and Rick Simpson's full of crap, if we have people who say it's not a proven medical theory, because there have been people who won't publish studies and findings because they say there's no medical facts backing this up, we can actually look at this young man, and he's alive. So he was supposed to be gone.
I think that's all the proof I need.
It's all the proof most of us need.
Burnman, what do you think about cannabis oil?
Cures a lot more than cancer.
Well, why don't you talk about that for a second if you want?
I've heard of it curing diabetes. And
all right, folks. To make your own cannabis tar real quick, use a half a pound of marijuana that you very finely grind and 100 ounces of Everclear or vodka, the highest proof available that you can find. Place your marijuana in a large double boiler and cover it with about 40 ounces of alcohol. Boil that for 45 minutes, stirring it occasionally. Strain your alcohol mixture through the fine mesh and set it aside. Return your marijuana to a double boiler and repeat the process with 40 ounces of the remaining alcohol. Strain your second mixture and combine that with your first extract. Now, this step has to be taken in a well-ventilated area. If you got a private back porch, I mean, I would suggest doing this outside. And don't do this when you're high. Pour your combined extracts into a crock pot, and you heat it to a boil in a well-ventilated area, like I said, preferably outside. Boil that mixture until it's been reduced by half. Then add your remaining 20 ounces of alcohol and bring it back to a boil, and continue reducing until the smell of alcohol is no longer present. Be sure to cook away all the water and all the alcohol, and you can store that oil at room temperature. And like I said, keep it around. It could save your life.
If you don't mind, I would like to just say one time, and I don't want to offend anybody. I really don't. But to any audience members that I have listening, I want to stress again, please, well-ventilated area. And please, more than that, if you are online listening right now, there are so many videos. Again, Phoenix Tears, if you go there, this could be a volatile situation you put yourself in. People have been known to actually blow up this formula at too high of a temperature, and everything goes bad really quick. So watch videos and just get yourself educated on this process. Phoenix Tears will teach you everything you need to know. You could be a professional
and
maker of this oil.
If you want to watch the process for yourself, the video is available on Hemp Rock TV. Yes, Burnman? You run that from time to time? That's where I actually saw this video that I learned.
Yeah, I run that at least 3-4 times a year.
Well, maybe it's,
I'll be ready to run it here again.
I was about to say, it'd probably be a good idea if we could get that up on Hemp Rock TV. What is that channel? What channel is that on?
We're on Channel 21 in Northern Kentucky, and Channel 4 and 24 in Cincinnati area. Cincinnati's Channel 4. Now, look, side areas, anywhere. It's not the city of Cincinnati, Forest Park and all that. Out there where you live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not to
make
it
different accesses. They use 24.
They use 24.
Not to make a shameless plug, but cannabisvillage.org, we have a slew, a plethora of videos that we show. It's from everybody who's made videos. Run from the Cure is the number one video that we've shown over and over and over again. So if you go to cannabisvillage.org, you'll see a little link on the right hand of the screen that says Marijuana Television. If you click there and scroll down through a list of hundreds that we have ran by Lily Zhu, my beautiful daughter, you'll find Rick Simpson's Run from the Cure. And you can watch that anytime while you're online.
And I'm sure we can get your website linked to ours.
Yes, definitely. We have Hemp Rock already. I'm sorry. We already have Hemp Rock
as a link
linked
on yours?
To ours. Okay. Yes, and what we happened to do this last week is we just got our new website up, and we've been talking to Lynn and Chuck, and as soon as we get our information to them, they're going to get us linked up.
Okay.
So it's kind of been our downfall. It's not being linked up to you guys, but we got you guys for sure because we love hemp rock.
Well, absolutely. That's great. Come on, Chuck, say something. I'm dying here.
I got a buzz now.
This is hemp rock. This is what's to be expected sometimes.
We're not in the studio today, folks. We're having fun.
And we had a great day yesterday. Chuck, and then he walked his...
That's where my mind's
He walked
been
a lot yesterday. That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
y'all had a great day, but over there in Newport, you seen the sign I was carrying, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Stop.
Yes. Stop.
Patients for medical marijuana. It looks like a stop sign.
It's a stop sign. Stop arresting marijuana patients.
So I'm going through the crowd there in Newport. Hey, everyone's liking it. I got these young girls coming up. They want to get their picture taken with me and the sign. And people's cheering the sign. There's just cops over here in a little booth. And they didn't seem to like it, I guess. Anyway, as I walked by them, I just asked them, like I was asking anyone else, if you're a registered voter in Kentucky. And they're like, move on, get out of here. I'm like, okay. And then they come out of the booth. And I told them that I was passing out literature for Gatewood Galbraith. He's running for governor, and he was somewhere right behind me. They didn't seem to care. And then one of them, he just starts pushing me and telling me I got to leave. Three other ones, they walked away. They didn't want nothing to do with it. And this guy, for about a good half a block through there, just kept pushing me.
This is a cop, right?
This is a cop. Okay. Newport police officer. His name's Officer Long.
This is the story. I heard this story on the other side yesterday, so we heard about it.
He gets me pushed out, and he keeps shoving me in the back. I mean, with his fist. He's pushing me real hard, because I just kept on, like I was basically telling him I wasn't going to leave. I didn't have to. And I kept trying to talk to people. I was asking if they were registered voters in Kentucky. He would jab me in the back and push me some more. Tell me I got to leave. And no one would talk to me. I guess they were all scared about the cop now. Finally gets me out. And then there's this military police out there. I got the military police guarding the gate. I didn't see no military personnel there other than the MPs. They were all over the place. And they got me out. I told them I'd be back in. And that was about the end of it. They told the MPs not to let me back in the gate.
So they pretty much violated your civil rights.
Huh?
So they pretty much violated
your... I pretty much think they did.
So well, maybe you'll have to look further into that.
Yeah, they filed a police misconduct report on them.
Sound like they needed a cookie. They might have been a happier copy with a cookie. I don't know.
Bad cop, no donut.
I'm glad I wasn't on that side, because we had a house full of cops behind us just continuously staring at me with the 3-foot marijuana leaf on the back of my jacket. And then I also wear a leaf on the back of my head that stands about a foot above my head. So I was very noticeable in our area. And I'm not sure where we were. We were on what side? We were on the Covington side, so we didn't have any issues over there, thank God. That was a good thing. We didn't have issues over there last night, so I'm glad you joined us and we're safe by the end of the night, because we all walked out together, and I was a spectacle to see, walking down the Cincinnati streets with a leaf on my head.
Well, at least you're getting the image out there and get it on people's minds.
Well, we have to keep it out there. This is a life altering substance right here.
Absolutely.
That, of course, what you're talking about with the cooking here, this is something that people need. Now, I love the book, because I think that the recipes in here show people that we're not talking about here. Put a half pound of marijuana spaghetti so you can be high. That's not the point, that this is an actual ingredient. It's an actual food.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a, and depending on how you look at it, I've heard people call it a fruit, a vegetable, a spice. It's been called all kinds of different things. And I love the way that it's so versatile, that when you put it in cooking, this is something that we need for our health.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of the recipes in the cookbook are healthy.
I noticed that too, which is kind of what made me sad. But that's why I came back to those meatballs. I am not a healthy eater, but there's recipes in here that I'll make, because I definitely make meatballs. And hopefully I'll start making some of the other recipes, because I should eat healthier.
And in the cookbook, I also show people how to make the ingredients. So it takes you from, all the way through the cooking process, from making it to the table.
Well, can I ask you this? How hard is it? I mean, you're a real chef.
Yes, I did go to culinary school.
Okay, then see, I'm not a chef. I'm a backyard grill.
Can you follow a set of instructions? If I tell you how much to put something to put in a recipe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can do that. I've made Pillsbury brownies before.
Yeah, if you can make Pillsbury brownies, you can make Pottsbury's brownies too.
Then okay, and I'm gonna convince my business partner of that because she says she can't even make Pillsbury brownies. We can.
I can give cooking lessons too.
Columbus, Ohio, sir, October 8th this year. That was a shameless plug.
That was a shameless plug. What's happening in October 8th?
October 8th in Columbus, Ohio, we are putting together the rally to end all rallies. We are putting together the rally that we're hoping will carry every group from Ohio. We are gathering right now because every group in Ohio is working their backs off trying to get this passed in Ohio so that we can have legal medical marijuana to begin with. But we are all working together, and now it's time to actually work together. We're supposed to be all in the same movement. So October 8th in Columbus, Ohio, we're hoping to bring every city, every county, every group to Good Ale Park in Columbus, Ohio, so that we can rally together and eat a bunch of popcorn. Honestly, that sounds somewhat, lame on that. But no, we want to gather together for a day of peace, and it's a family day. It's a family day. There's going to be multiple people from other states coming to support the people of Ohio. So we're hoping that the people of Ohio come together, and we need the chef of Ohio to be there.
Well, then I guess that means the chef from Hemp Rock has to be there.
That's how I put you in a corner. Thank you. Yes, you did. Yes, sir. Now you're going to be there.
Expertly, I might add. But yes, I will be. I will be there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Doughboy. Chuck.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, that's Hemp Rock, ladies and gentlemen. So, October 8th, Hemp Rock and Cannabis Village.
Well, now I got a ride.
Yeah, hi. And he just put you in a corner. Welcome to the marijuana activist world, sir.
Got a large trunk.
Won't be the first one I ever rode in. Okay, but that's a story for another day.
I'm trying not to cough on air because it sounds like I'm smoking and I'm not. Hint, hint. Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on.
That's just.
You think this is a free show?
Yeah, I'm at Hemp Rock, man. Treat me good. We don't have anything like this in Columbus, and this is what we need in Columbus, Ohio.
We need this everywhere.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We need this to spread everywhere. I'm hoping that you guys will teach us in Columbus how to do this. This is what we need in Columbus so we can definitely connect Columbus to Cincinnati. Because you know what? Honestly, just so everybody here knows, Columbus, Cleveland, Toledo, Dayton, we miss y'all in Cincinnati. Y'all kind of went to Kentucky, and we miss y'all, and we like to become a state again. So I say this is the first step in connecting all of us together again.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Hey, marijuana is the one thing that connects everybody. It connects every generation. It connects every color. It connects every race. It connects everything. I'm sounding like a real true hippie here.
Well, one of my favorite articles I ever read in a marijuana related magazine had a list of quotes from our founding fathers about George Washington even saying, "Separate the female plants for stronger medicine." I'm paraphrasing him, but I mean, George Washington said that.
This is the oldest religion that there is, honestly, and we have passed it down somewhere. It has been stomped on like all religions get stomped on. So whatever religion you are, I like to call myself a cannabis activist and a cannabis spiritualist. It is so old that it's before our time, and we have no idea how deep it goes, honestly.
Well, unfortunately, guys, I got to wrap this up. Otherwise, the entire show tomorrow is going to be the Pottsbury Bakery.
Well, I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you. Casey. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be here with us. Burn Man, always, it's fun getting high with you.
What kind of samples you got here?
Well, Casey, why don't you give us your website one more time?
That is cannabisvillage.org. Cannabis, of course, you can spell it C A NNABIS, Village, VILLAGE .org. O-R-G. I hope I spelled that right, man, because I'm trying to give power to the stoner in all of
absolutely.
Us. I'm high, and I spelled, so I'm an inspiration, huh?
I'm
Burman.
I'm feeling inspired.
You see, I can spell. Talk, man, talk. We had a great day yesterday. Now you're not talking.
So you're on Facebook. So
yes, sir.
That's KC Trainer CEO, www.facebook.com, cannaville.tv. Yeah, TV.
Yes, that's our media side. That's the media address. So
my retina's kind of contracted there on me for a second.
That's no problem. This Facebook stuff, y'all know, it's so easy to use. If you find me on Facebook, just find me under KC Kush Tainer, T-A-Y-N-O-R, and I will be more than happy to respond to each and every one of you.
All righty. Well, for the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery, this is the Pottsbury Dope Boy, Chef Pot and Hash, saying peace.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WBQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WBQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
WBQC, people-powered radio.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Coming to you from the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative Studios, this is WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM.